Annie shrieked her joy, hunching low and forward in the saddle as Stryker cleared the last of the trees and broke into a gallop. She let out the reins some more and squeezed her horse with her powerful legs. Her long, dirty blonde hair whipped behind her, and her dark brown eyes were bright with excitement as Stryker picked up more speed. Annie held on for dear life. Her laugh was wild as the horse tore through the open gate, its hooves thundering in her ears. The powerful animal tore across the paddock, towards the barn, and Annie let the reins hang loose between her fingers. She breathed in the morning air and the horse sweat. She felt the heat in Stryker's thick skin against her calves. She loved it. Ahead of them, a man was carrying burlap sacks out of sight inside the old weathered barn that stabled the horses. Annie felt her smile dim. Most Sundays, she got out before dawn and had Stryker cooled down and back inside before the Circle D's other ranch hands had shaken off Saturday night. No matter. Stryker had been pure bliss to ride this morning. After a ride like that, even losing her alone time would not ruin her mood. She leaned back in the saddle as Stryker slowed down of his own accord, turned in a lazy circle, and got his breath back. She patted his muscular back and looked back, past the fields of grass and yellow flowers, to the rolling hills and trees she just emerged from. It was heaven here. Annie shook her head and pushed the hat back into place. "See you around, Ben?" she asked before she could help herself. She felt the redness creep into her cheeks. Ben folded his arms and fixed her with a calculating gaze. "Depends." She took an involuntary step towards him, eyes flickering from his face to the solid muscle of his bicep and back. "On what?" she asked. "Shitfire, are you flirting with him now?" He stared at her silently for a minute, then bent his head and looked her up and down. "Still haven't told me how old you are."
"I'll be 21 and..."
she said without thinking, and her eyes widened. Ben barked to laugh.
"Shit, I make two of you," he said.
It was her turn to look him up and down again.
"You're 40?
41, he corrected her and took a step closer. "Why, you like older men?"
Annie felt her lips part as she stood there. She could see it now. The eyes were older and wiser, but the rest of him.
"Guess it depends on the man," she answered.
Then she rolled her eyes and grinned, embarrassed.
"Does it now?" Ben asked and stepped closer.
Annie's head was even with his collarbone, visibly through the tight t-shirt. She felt a sudden desire to lean forward and kiss it. She didn't, though. She wasn't that experienced at flirting. She couldn't look up. He'd stepped close enough that her hat hid his face from her eyes. He reached out with one scarred knuckle and lifted her chin until her brown eyes met his green ones. He held the look for a few more seconds. She let him. Then he leaned in, smelled her, and nodded.
"Yeah."
His eyes sparkled. Annie thought she saw a promise creep into his smile.
"Yeah, what?"
she asked eagerly. He dropped his hand and stepped back.
"Yeah, you'll see me around."
He wrestled the pitchfork free, half waved and half dismissed her with the other hand, and turned back to the stairs.
"Have a great big day, Annie,"
he said as he disappeared into the shadow of the stairs. Annie stood there, frozen in shock, feeling her chest heave and her body respond, until Ben began to whistle in the dark.